Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin, voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association, the award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Ready. Get up. Hey. Let's get it on with
the Wendy's Big Show.
Oh, showtime, baby.
Play some ball.
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambo Leap, Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
It is the Wendy's Big Show live from the Lakeland University studios with online learning in seven locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms at lakeland.edu. Our thanks to Toby Altizer for producing the first couple hours of the show. Sam Schmitz now in for him. It is Dan Plucker and Leroy Butler here on the Wendy's Big Show the day before Thanksgiving with you. And right now we're trying to have a little bit of fun. Turkey Day tomorrow, even though not everybody has turkey, surprisingly. 55% of you don't even think turkey is a must for Thanksgiving, which I think is absolutely wild. So now, at lunchtime, while you're all hungry, thinking about all of the delicious foods that you're going to be eating tomorrow, we ask you, not turkey, but the rest of those sides, what are your top five Thanksgiving sides, anything non-turkey that you eat at Thanksgiving? 855-830-8648 to join us on the Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line. First, let's go out to John in Jersey, who wanted to talk a little bit of Packers before we get into this conversation. John, thanks for hanging on. What you got for us today?
I can still throw my five sides in.
Yeah, throw in your top five sides for us.
Well, it's got to be sweet potatoes, you know. You know how that goes. That's like candy.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, hi guys, how you doing?
Doing good, John.
Doing
all
good,
right,
buddy.
Keep going.
And the other thing is, my wife makes this tremendous cranberry like mold with like walnuts and stuff in it. That's really good.
Okay.
I hate that cranberry stuff in the can. I hate that. sweet potatoes. She puts marshmallows too. I forgot about that right now. Let me talk what I was going to call about. Hey, Leroy, why is there so many injuries, man, on all these teams? I don't think I've ever seen it so bad. A lot of teams. You know why?
Yeah.
Do you think you have any kind of estimation why?
Injuries are very hard, John. Thanks for the phone call. It's very hard, especially like you look at Jenkins, and he really didn't. I mean, his knee just gave out. And, you know, when a guy have lower backs, hamstrings, and things of that nature, it was always part of the game. But you know what? You have to almost, John, put in COVID as well when a guy's missing, you know, for a couple of weeks. And he's healthy. That's what's frustrating when you see guys missing, whether they're vaccinated or not vaccinated, whether you want to make that political or not. I mean, it's in writing. But, you know, like toe injuries, ankles, it's always been a part. But it's been a lot. And John's right. It's been a lot of season-ending injuries. Those are the ones. Because you're gonna get hurt. It's a physical game, right? But you normally gonna miss a few weeks and you come back. But yeah, the injuries making fantasy football very interesting if you're trying to make the playoffs.
No doubt.
So, you know, you got to be available. But, again, I don't want to rush guys back. But at the same time, you want a guy to be 100%. But injuries are something that's kind of a head-scratcher.
Mm-hmm. Real quick, Leroy, before we get into this Thanksgiving and your mac and cheese recipe and all this stuff – We do have some breaking news. Both of us already knew this, but it's brought to you by Odyssey.com Sports and presented by BetQL. Become a better sports better. Get smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. The Pro Football Hall of Fame just released their 26 modern era player semifinalists for the class of 22. And ours truly, Leroy Butler, named a semifinalist again this season. And hopefully the year that we get you into Canton, Leap.
Okay, so my top five would be...
Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
It's not surprising. Let's put it that way. You should be there. You should be a semifinalist. Yeah. You're going to be a finalist. And let's speak it into existence. You're going to be a Hall of Famer this year.
Yeah, I've been doing that too for a while. But I think it's a bigger deal because my fan base has I think they've moved past comparing it to John Lynch and those guys. I think what they're most upset about is if you made an all-decade team, first team, all those guys are in but me.
Yeah, it's time.
And that's so I don't know. But thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes.
I like that you, you did know.
Yeah, we
you
both.
Always, how do you know stuff all the time? It's like, Cadena, it's 8 o'clock at night. He'll text me something. And it's breaking news and... So, I don't know. Maybe you know people I know. So, call your people and say, hook me up.
Yeah. I'll call my people, Leroy, the ones that are sitting across the table from me to make sure that I know that you're a semifinalist for the Hall of Fame. All right. So, let's get into this. Top five Thanksgiving sides. I'm thankful for Leroy Butler and him being a semifinalist for the Hall of Fame. But my top five Thanksgiving sides. First, Leroy, I'll be honest. I have not had mac and cheese at Thanksgiving, so I need your mac and cheese recipe so that I can make it.
Is this a cultural thing like white people and black people?
I don't know. I've never had it before.
If you go to a black person's house, if they don't have mac and cheese, people will leave there. But Steve said they're not going to have mac and cheese because he eats it all the time.
Okay.
So maybe it's,
I feel like if it's a cultural difference, it would be yams because yams is such a big thing.
Yams. Right? Some people say sweet potatoes.
Right. But I didn't grow up with sweet potatoes either.
You didn't?
No.
See, that brings us back together. All races come together. You got to have yams because you got to have something sweet.
Right.
Right?
Instead of dessert. For sure.
Instead of dessert.
Okay.
But.
All right, mac and cheese recipe. Hit me with it, Leroy.
So here's the difference. You got to have a crock pot, though. You have to have a crock pot.
Crock pot.
Which I have 11 of those. Okay. You got to have a crock pot.
So you have crock pots to Sparky's Christmas trees.
Yes.
You have 11 crock pots. Yes. Sparky now has 11 Christmas trees.
Yeah, that's a great point. So, you got to have a crock pot. So, you boil your noodles, 3 to 5 minutes. Don't overboil them, though, because you don't want them too, too gummy. And then you put them in a crock pot. Put the crock pot on low. Put it on low. Now, you're going to add 6 eggs in there, a stick of butter.
Okay.
Okay. And now, you got to put in 5 cheeses of your choice.
Any
cheese of your choice, but you gotta grate them up and make sure they're you can't just throw a whole, you could, but it wouldn't come out right. So once you put the eggs in there and the stick of butter, and then you put your 5 cheeses in there. And now right before you mix it, you gotta put the new thing, you gotta put a cup of eggnog in it.
Eggnog?
So it's eggnog mac and cheese.
Interesting.
Just for the holidays.
I've never had eggnog and mac and cheese before.
I think this is groundbreaking. I don't think anybody had. I think I'm the only one. It makes it so creamy. But you mix it all together. Now, here's another cultural thing, but you can. Mm-hmm. The last thing you do as a topping, you got to put some, this is not cultural, I'll say that in a minute. You have to mix it, you have to put some fresh parsley on top of it.
Okay.
You can chop it up yourself or you can get it out the shaker. It's a fine. But the last thing you got to do is, now you can use cream cheese too if you want in the mixture, but you don't have to. But the last thing, you can put breadcrumbs on it if you want.
I love breadcrumbs like the crunch.
They like the crunch. Mm-hmm. It looks like a casserole. So just put the lid on it and keep it on low for 30-40 minutes. And when you take that lid off, the smell of it is truly amazing. And you won't even know the eggnog's in it.
Okay.
But people who like eggnog, I don't.
But you can't taste it.
You can't taste it.
Okay.
Yeah, because I substituted it for milk.
Okay.
So if you go to pickandsave.com/LeroyButler, that's my recipe. just take out the milk and add in a cup of
eggnog instead.
Eggnog, yes. Okay. And I do have a Leap Vodka recipe as well.
Oh, really?
For your, I tell people how to teach them how to make their own Alfredo sauce.
Okay.
And their own red sauce for spaghetti.
But nice.
We'll save
with
that
vodka.
For another day.
Yeah, leafspirits.com.
It's two shots of vodka. Yeah.
Okay.
But only kids can't have that, though.
So now with the mac and cheese,
yes.
Let's talk about your top five Thanksgiving dishes, non-turkey. Top
non-turkey.
Five. All right. Hit us with it.
Non-turkey.
Hall of Famer.
Okay. Of course, I got mac and cheese. I have collard greens. Love collard greens.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Love collard greens. Black-eyed peas. Okay. And, of course, yams. And the last thing my kids think is disgusting, but I love it, is cabbage.
Cabbage.
My kids do not like cabbage. I have to have cabbage.
Cabbage. Okay. Is there anything with the cabbage, or is it just cabbage?
Well, cabbage is like, it's really easy. You know, you just slice it up. Mm-hmm. It looks. But don't do like my daughter did. Don't. If I send you to the store for a cabbage, don't bring me a lettuce. It's totally different. Okay, I said, that's a lettuce. She said, what's the difference? I said, are you kidding me? It's a totally different, but they look alike.
Okay.
To her
credit.
She's 21. She was just on the phone doing a TikTok instead of paying attention to the store.
Gotcha.
So those are my top five. Mac and cheese, collard greens, black-eyed peas, yams, and cabbage.
All right. So mac and cheese number one.
Oh.
Yeah. That, I mean.
I'm getting texts now from the family like, how many pans are you going to make? I'm like, two pans. That's not enough. It's not enough. That's the first thing that's gone. But I am going to make two because I'm going to do one with the eggnog and I'm going to do the traditional one.
One with mac and cheese. Just in case.
And all my cheese is from Wisconsin cheese. The dairy farmers of the state of Wisconsin are the best in the world. They always send me the best cheese. If it don't have that Wisconsin cheese badge, Leroy Butler doesn't use it.
All right. Good to know.
Shameless plug.
Shameless plug for Wisconsin cheese.
That's the best partnership I've ever had, other than Pick and Save. Vodka.
What are your top five Thanksgiving sides? 855-830-8648. Turkey Day's tomorrow. It's lunchtime. It's the perfect time to be talking about that. And also, if you're feeling a little bit hungry, don't forget, Wendy's knows a better breakfast starts with a better biscuit. That's why you can get a hot and buttery Wendy's breakfast biscuit with bacon or sausage, fresh cracked egg and cheese for just $1. Get your Wendy's Buck Biscuit Sandwich today, limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. We'll hit a quick break. You'll hear my top five Thanksgiving side dishes.
And don't worry
as
about my recipe. I'm going to put it on video on my Facebook page. You can go there and follow it.
All right. You can also tweet us at Big Show Network on Twitter.
I can't wait
to hear
yours.
And we'll read out some of those on the air as well. That comes up next here on the Wendy's Big Show.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
It's the Thanksgiving Eve edition of the Wendy's Big Show. Dan Plucker, Leroy Butler with you today. Sparky and Gary with the day off. They'll be back on Monday, actually. We'll get back into some Packers talk with Ty Dunn from GoLongTD.com and at Ty Dunn on Twitter in the next segment of the show. But right now, we're going to continue our conversation. The top five Thanksgiving sides. Not turkey. That's not what we're looking for.
Yeah, not turkey.
All the rest of the stuff that you eat at Thanksgiving. What makes your top five? Let's go to Twitter first. At Big Show Network is where you can tweet it. You can see Leroy's top five there as well. Third Coast Cowboy says mashed potatoes, triple mac and cheese, steamed broccoli doused in butter, biscuits, and personal gravy bowl. Everyone gets their own. That's a lot of gravy.
I like that idea.
That is a good idea. Then you don't have to pass the gravy little gravy bowl around.
And you can double dip.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can
smart.
Double dip. Yeah.
Smart. I might have to try that.
Yeah.
Robert tweets in stuffing, mashed potatoes, green bean casserole, cornbread, and candied yams.
Ooh, cornbread.
Cornbread's another good one.
Oh,
I like me some cornbread.
Oh, yeah.
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 Good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff. Michael tweets at Big Show Network, at Dan Plucker, at Leap36, mac and cheese,
candied yams, greens, dressing, and Hawaiian rolls. And Eddie says, number one, dressing. Number two, mac and cheese. Three, sweet potatoes. Four, greens. And five, cabbage. Very similar to yours, Leroy Butler.
Hawaiian rolls, fire.
I love Hawaiian rolls.
Fire.
They're so good.
I'm just saying, if you don't have cornbread, they fire.
That's the next closest fire. Thing. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
Salt and butter.
Yeah, and sweet. Ooh, those are so good. Yeah. All right, my top five.
Here we go. Now, is this yours or the family?
This is mine.
Okay, yours.
All right, number five.
So your wife probably hates
this. This has changed. So if my parents are listening right now,
we apologize.
Well, my palate has grown over the years, and maybe since I've been in college and been away from home. Yeah. So number five, green bean casserole. I like green bean casserole now. I used to hate it as a kid. Okay. I like it now. It's pretty tasty. Number four, I throw in bread, whatever kind of bread you're having. Buns, croissants, cornbread, whatever it is, I'm probably having five or six of them while I'm sitting at the Thanksgiving table.
Okay.
Number three, whatever pie is being served. Pumpkin pie, apple
isn't
pie.
That a dessert?
Yeah, but I'm throwing it in the non-turkey items of Thanksgiving.
Semantics
Semantics,
okay,
I put pie
down.
I love pie.
What kind of pie?
It can be like...
sweet potato, pumpkin, cherry.
More like pumpkin, cherry, apple, like any of those.
Apple crumb is fire.
I will probably be eating four or five slices of pie pretty much every Thanksgiving. I eat a lot of food on Thanksgiving.
That's it. Number two?
Number two, stuffing.
Okay, stuffing.
I love stuffing with my turkey. Okay. And I throw a little gravy on top with the stuffing.
No cranberry, though.
No cranberry. I'm not a big cranberry sauce guy.
My wife put cranberry on her dressing.
See, I try it sometimes, and it just, I'm like, every year, I'm like, maybe I'll give it a shot this year, and then I don't like it. I'm like, why am I wasting my food putting in something that I don't really like? And number one, mashed potatoes and gravy. I love mashed potatoes and gravy.
Now, do you care about, because I have a mashed potato, the little red potatoes, I boil them.
Okay.
Peel them, mash them, sour cream, butter, chive, and all that. But you just send out of the box, just bring it to me.
Not out of the box. I want it
mashed
potatoes.
I'm gonna put homemade.
Homemade. Oh, we're talking.
Okay.
We're talking the good stuff. No, not the powder that comes out of a box that you make into mashed potatoes. No, I'm talking the real stuff.
You can get the gold potato. I think the Yukon potatoes, the bigger ones that they use for baked potatoes. You can use those too.
Yep. No doubt. Yeah. So mashed potatoes number one.
I didn't know mashed
potatoes
number one for you. I'm gonna have to bring you my
mashed
potato
recipe.
You'll love
it. Yeah, I bet. Yeah. I haven't had, Leroy, I'll be honest with you, the only thing that I've had that you have made, technically made, is brats. I haven't had any of the other food that you've ever made
you
before.
Up.
So yes, at some point, you got to make me some food.
I will.
I've been saying that for the
Michigan
last 3 years.
If Michigan wins, you can pick a meal and I'll make it for you.
Okay.
You and your wife.
You
got to
give
me
your recipe book and I'll pick something?
You pick it. I'll make it for you and your wife. Put it in the
Tupperware.
Now
the stakes for that game have just exploded.
Come on, Michigan. I got a feeling you're not going to eat
Probably not. You can call in at 855-830-8648. Lewis on the south side of Milwaukee did just that. He's now on the Wendy's Big Show. Luis, my bad, Luis. Luis, what is your top five Thanksgiving dishes, dude?
Luis, what's up, my brother?
Luis. Hey, how's it going, guys?
What y'all eating over there?
Yeah, I got a top five. All right, man. I got to go number one, mac and cheese. Got to go with the mac and cheese.
100.
Number two, you got to do the collard greens.
Okay.
Collard greens with a little bit of hot sauce. Can't go wrong there. Number three, I got to do dressing.
Dressing.
And then number four, the Hawaiian rolls.
Yeah.
And then number five, non-traditional on this one, I got to have the Puerto Rican rice. Puerto Rican rice. That's just your normal rice. Black beans, pinto beans.
Okay.
Got some olives in there and some little pork chunks.
Yeah, that stuff's good. I've had that before,
really
too.
Good.
A little non-traditional, man, but it hits the spot.
Yeah,
said rice, so Luis is right on point.
Yeah, I've never had with Thanksgiving, but I've had it before. Good stuff.
Rice is a side.
Yeah, no doubt. Luis, thanks for the call.
Thanks, Luis. That kind of opens me up. Sam, get your list ready, please. I can't wait to hear what your 18-year-olds are eating.
Y'all ready for this?
Yeah, Sam. Hit us with your top five.
It's kind of a combination of most of the things we talked about. Maybe something else in there. But number one, maybe it's just the way my family makes it. But for me, it's stuffing. I look forward to that every Thanksgiving. I load my plate up with that.
Yeah.
Number two, I got mashed potatoes, but also my family also does mashed potatoes and cheesy potatoes.
Yeah, okay.
Highly recommended if y'all don't do that. Number three, Mac and cheese. Got to have that.
Yep.
And then number four, I don't know if you guys have this at Thanksgiving. I haven't heard this one yet, but taffy apple salad, where it's just, you know, apples, whipped cream, granola.
Oh, sure. Yeah, granola or Snickers sometimes in there. I've heard of really it.
Good. Turn his mic off.
What?
I know your mom and dad. I'm calling them today.
Hey, my mom makes it.
Okay, well, all of a sudden, I like it.
Yeah, exactly.
Great choice.
And then number five, sir, number five to round it out, we got to go with the Hawaiian rolls.
The Hawaiian rolls, yeah.
Fire.
It's a must.
So good. Oh, my.
Eat like so eight good. Of them. You're like, right. Okay, I'm kind of full in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Put them in the microwave for 5 seconds.
You know what's really good, Leroy? You get the whole Hawaiian roll thing, right?
Yeah.
And you just take a knife and cut right down the middle.
Yes.
And then make some like pulled pork or pulled chicken. Yep. And then just put it in, like lay it on
we
top of the Hawaiian
like
rolls
that
and make
beef,
a bunch of
like
sliders really quickly.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, they're so good. Oh, I love Hawaiian rolls.
Yeah.
So good. All
you
right,
can
let's
eat
go.
A whole bag by yourself.
Let's go out to Twitter again. Sparky tweets in. He's listening to the show.
Let's see what Sparky
He
like.
Says, I'll go. Number one, stuffing. Two, okay. Mashed potatoes.
Yep.
Three, green bean casserole.
Mm.
Four, stuffing. Five, stuffing. So Sparky likes
stuffing
a lot.
Yeah.
Or maybe he just doesn't like a lot of the other Thanksgiving foods. And so
now Steve got a good point. I think most people just like what they like,
yeah.
And they don't mess with nothing else.
That's fine.
Just go to the table, get what I want, because what's wrong with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
But people think you're weird if you don't get like three sides on your plate. Some people have a plate just with sides, mm-hmm. and their meat a separate plate.
Ooh, okay. I do that. You do that, Sam?
You do
yeah,
that?
Just so I don't get like the gravy on things that I don't want it on.
Yeah,
that
you makes like sense. My son don't want none of this food to touch. I'm like, it's going to the same place. Why do you care?
But I agree with you, Leroy. Every year I look at the cranberry sauce and all that. I tell myself, all right, this year I'll try it. And then I just don't.
Yeah,
just don't like it.
It's out of my comfort
See,
zone.
See, okay.
I don't want to mess with that.
The thing is,
it looks nasty.
It does.
So my wife's family, every year they make their own cranberry sauce.
Yeah, like I make mine too.
They buy the cranberries. They go through all this process. And like it takes like 2 hours and then nobody eats it. And it's like the one leftover that sits in the fridge. And you're like, it's got to be time to throw
this away. If I don't
make
it for my wife's dressing, I will get that side eye like I'm going to be on the couch for a month. Just like guacamole. I make the best guacamole ever. I don't eat it.
Mm.
But the kids love it.
Yeah, I'm just not a big cranberry
sauce. One of my daughters,
guy.
In her top five, is guacamole.
Guacamole, okay.
But that's the kid that, remember I told you, out of my seven kids, three of them I don't like.
Yeah.
That's one I don't
like. She's one of the three
that's
you don't like.
That's my oldest kid.
Okay.
She's 36 years old.
Okay.
Guacamole is not a side, okay? That's a necessity, okay? But she loves it.
For Thanksgiving. So
yes.
She chips and guacamole?
Yes.
Or is she like mixing that
she
with her turkey,
it,
making
man.
Burritos? Or like what's going on there?
I mean, she grew up in the Brett Favre era and in the 90s. And,
okay. You know, so she spoiled really is what you're saying.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm like, how did you pick guacamole? Because she used to help me go to the store to buy it.
Okay.
The avocado, the pico, all that stuff. And she already texted me this morning, are you making
guacamole?
I'm like, is it for my grandkids? No. It's for me. You still like it? I normally don't eat, Sam, and pluck. If I can't spell it, I don't eat it.
That's your rule of thumb?
That's my rule.
If you can't spell it, don't eat it?
I don't eat it. No.
Okay.
No.
That's good to know.
No. So I don't even eat broccoli.
Hey, so I wasn't here yesterday. How do you guys feel about turkey? Because I'm more of a
Did you see
guy.
Our poll?
I did, but I wasn't here to like
Well, what you tell me what you think. Is it a necessity?
I prefer ham. I think it's a necessity that you got
to
have.
So if you go to mom tomorrow and they don't have turkey, you won't give her the side eye. You like, I'm fine.
I won't, but I know she'll have it there for the other people that want it. But it won't be on my plate, that's for sure.
So you don't mind it being there, you're just not going to touch it.
Yeah.
He's in that 55%.
All right, we'll have to ask Ty Dunn coming up in the next segment as well. He joins us from GoLongTD.com, at Ty Dunn on Twitter. Always great stuff from him. I'm so hungry now. This is a
Good
bad decision from us
open.
talking about this right around noon because I can't eat for another 2.5 hours. And we got an hour and a half left here of the Wendy's Big Show. Ty Dunn comes up next as we get back into some Packers talk. As the Packers play the Rams this Sunday, it is the Wendy's Big Show. Dan Plucker, Leroy Butler hanging out.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network.
It is the Wendy's Big Show. No Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, no Gary Ellerson, but Leroy Butler's still here. Dan Plucker filling in the shoes for the two of them, as well as we broadcast live from the Lakeland University studios with online learning in 7 locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms at lakeland.edu. And we head out to the Schneider Orange Hotline to talk with Ty Dunn from GoLongTD.com and at Ty Dunn on Twitter. Ty, thanks for joining us today. Happy Thanksgiving to you, and also happy one-year anniversary of Go Long TD.
Thanks so much, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
It's great to be back here with you guys. And, it's crazy how fast time flies. It was exactly 1 year ago that we took this plunge. Didn't really know what to expect, right? You know, going off on your own and just want to write some features, some profiles, some columns, bring it on Bob McGinn later on and just see if people want to read and listen and watch. And I can't thank your listeners enough. I got to say, the foundation really for Go Long, it's out there in Wisconsin and it's here in Buffalo, New York. So mm-hmm. I appreciate everyone.
Yeah, congrats to building up that little empire that you have as well in the process. And I saw a recent story by Bob McGinn there about Aaron Donald being the man amongst boys, as he would like to say. How big of a problem is he going to be for the Packers on Sunday?
You know, there's nobody like him in the game. And, yeah, definitely appreciate that plug and encourage people to head to the site to read Bob's story, because he talked to basically every coach who's ever had him, from Greg Williams, Jeff Fisher, Wade Phillips, just to figure out what makes him special. And I think Wade Phillips kind of put it best. This is Reggie White of this generation. He just has that kind of impact. And it's crazy to think that anybody would – doubt him out of Pitt, but there were a lot of doubters. He talked to the scouts. There were scouts around the league, one of which is putting his name to it right now and admitted he was wrong, who thought he was just too small that he'd get pushed around. And he's just so, you know, strong, obviously, pound for pound. There's nobody stronger when he's undersized on the D-line like he is, but he's smart. I think that he uses his brain in the trenches in a way that, you know, people who are obsessed with the film I'd appreciate, and former players like Leroy definitely appreciate, but he beats you before the ball's even snapped with his brain. So it's going to be a tough challenge. I imagine you try to run away from him, you double team him, you triple team him, you just neutralize him mm-hmm. best you can, and he'll be a lot healthier this game than he was in that playoff game a year ago when he was a shell of himself.
So Ty, finish or fill in the blank. Aaron Donald, the greatest defensive lineman since?
I would say Reggie White, and I don't think that's hyperbolic, because he does have that impact, right? I mean, he changes games. Look at the Lions game, and I know it's the Lions, but every team, it seems, has these clunkers this season. The Rams are playing like garbage all game. Everything's going wrong. Jared Goff is going down the field to beat his former team, and Aaron Donald just wrecks the game. He just gets the Goff. Forces the tip ball, boom, interception. He does that week in and week out. It's remarkable. At that position, to just have that ability to say, all right, enough of this BS, I'm going to win the game. I don't think we've seen that since Reggie White.
Yeah, and he was a little banged up last year. Maybe he had some ribs problem, but Jenkins was the guy that pretty much helped neutralize him. But before I get into the game again, I want to go back to Bob McGinn teaming up with him, because he's covered the Packers my whole career. This is why I like Bob. Okay, I would read his print. You remember, long you weren't born then, Tyler, but back then we had print media. Okay, we didn't have this social media stuff. But listen to, and I have my Go Long subscription, by the way. I advocate everybody to get this. But hearing him talk on these podcasts, because he watches tape. That is so refreshing to hear from a guy that puts the work in, who I think is one of the smartest guys to cover the game. That's what separates Go Long a little bit from some of the other podcasts, because people giving their opinion. But Bob gives you the factual point with watching the tape and have a platform like yours to say, okay, what happened on this play? What okay, because some people, certain plays, Tyler, people want to know whose fault it is, who's to blame. We do it every Monday in America, right? Mm-hmm. Who's to blame? But Bob don't just say who's to blame. He breaks down why the guy gave up leverage, what was the coverage. So kudos for you for bringing him on board.
Man, I appreciate that, Leroy. I mean, you're absolutely right. There's only one Bob. And obviously I'm biased. He was like a second dad for me out there when I lived in Wisconsin. He's just an unbelievable human being and person. But when it comes to watching football, it blows my mind every time. And it blew my mind whenever I go over to his house and we recorded a podcast when we were at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And it blows my mind every week. You know, we record each Tuesday. You know, it's just for the paid subscribers to go along. And we typically go 2 full hours. And there's some banter mixed in there. You know, we might be talking a little Edmund Fitzgerald, maybe a little Jim Croce on the side. But for the most part, he's going position to position, player to player, explaining exactly what happened on the plays that everybody saw on Sunday. And, you know, he's watched this game on a level that is right there with scouts that have been around for 30, 40, 50 years. And he's called things. It's crazy. I mean, all this stuff with the kicking problems and, you know, how the ball's being put down and the lace, exactly where the laces are and how many rotations the ball's going through from the long snapper. He's timing that all out, and he kind of called their move there that they made. So I think if people want to kind of learn the game within the game with each player on the Packers team, it's definitely a lot of fun and definitely worth your investment. So I appreciate everyone for signing up because, yeah, Bob is one of a kind. And, you know, what's cool is I think everybody read his rating, the Packers, for years and years.
Yeah, the footballs. Yeah.
But now it's on the podcast. You know, yes. You get a little bit more opinion and some commentary and a little more explanation. So it's been a lot of fun, I think.
I got to give you a little bit of credit for this. You said this in the summer. Actually, it was in the spring. You're a huge MVS guy. Now, when he caught that long pass, I remember you saying he's going to have – now, of course, we know he sat out 6 weeks because of the hamstring. All fast people have hamstrings. A slow guy like me, I didn't know I had hamstrings, okay? Because I'm a slow guy. But I remember you saying this guy's a game breaker. People don't even know he led the league in yards per average per catch, not Tyreek Hill, some of these other guys. So do you think that's a weapon moving forward if he's healthy for Aaron Rodgers? I mean, because they gave him 10 targets. I know he only caught 4, but they were trying to get him, you know, to really those big plays down the field.
Right, and the quarterback missed him on one of the deep ones, too. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
They could have been even better. I think they were so smart with him to be cautious with his health because you just don't see receivers that big, that fast, you know, that can win off the line. And, you know, even if all he was is a deep threat, and I think he's more than that, but even if that was all he brought, I mean, that's huge. I mean, he broke that game open against Minnesota, just like he's broken open so many games before. I think you take, you know, the occasional drop because of his talent. And, if he's healthy at that size, at that speed, I would take Marquez Valdes-Scantling over Odell Beckham Jr. 10 out of 10 times. I don't even think it's a debate. I mean, I just got back from Cleveland. I took a trip down there for some go-along stuff, and you know, I was talking to a source down there, and you know, they bite their tongue. They don't want to say this guy's a diva by any means. I don't think he was just an outright locker room cancer, but something was just a little off. And it's just, you always are kind of dealing with a little something every day, and his skills are diminished, and he still thinks that he is this legit bona fide NFL star and kind of carries that about him when he's just kind of okay at this point. I don't know. I don't want to throw that into the locker room if I'm Green Bay. I'm perfectly fine giving MVS this role. I mean, you bring in Odell, all of a sudden MVS's role, you're minimizing him and minimizing that impact.
Well, that's a great point. Great point.
I think he got to this point where he's seeing the same thing as Aaron Rodgers out there. And we talk about it, guys, where it's two playbooks. There's LaFleur's playbook, and there's the one that Rodgers has where he's changing things on a dime. Valdes-Scantling kind of broke that down. I think you're kind of throwing away a lot if you were to bring in Odell.
Talking with Ty Dunn from GoLongTD.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Ty Dunn. It's Dan Plucker, Leroy Butler hanging out with you here on the Wendy's Big Show with him. And Ty, I wanted to ask, because I know before the season, you know, the whole Aaron Rodgers debacle, is he staying, is he going? You had plenty of sources throughout the locker room having all of these different ideas of what could or could not happen. Now that we're actually in the season, the Packers are doing pretty well. They're 8-3. Have you heard from anybody within the locker room that anything has changed, that maybe Rodgers had a change in heart, or is it still kind of all steams go with Aaron Rodgers potentially being gone after this season?
I don't know if Aaron Rodgers really knows the answer to that, because And he said it himself at his press conference. And it's been tough to take some things at his word of late, but I'll take him at his word with this, where he was seriously thinking about retirement. I think that was very, very real. Everything I was told, I'm not alone. I mean, reporters out there locally, reporters nationally, they're hearing the same thing, presumably from different people all around the quarterback up to that point, about what, 48 mm-hmm. hours before he reported. He's thinking about retirement. He did not want to be there. And obviously he laid out all the reasons why. And I think we're seeing a pretty damn good team around Aaron Rodgers at this point. So who knows? Maybe he's come to that realization that the grass is not greener on the other side. Like, I get it. It looks pretty. It's that beautiful Christmas ornament, Odell Beckham Jr. Great. You've got the best possible situation here. You've got a defense that went 3 weeks in a row shutting down, what, Mahomes, Kyler Murray, Russell Wilson. I get it. They didn't play well last week, but there's a lot to love there on defense, and they've got a running game. It's not like he has to chuck it downfield. I mean, he's able to kind of work short to intermediate. If Aaron Jones is healthy, look out with him and Dylan. I don't know. I think that if it's about football, if it's about Wayne, if it's about that kind of stuff, I don't know why he'd want to leave, but, hey, he wanted to leave before. They've kind of had this handshake, whatever agreement behind the scenes that we don't really know about, that they've got they'll trade him if he still wants to be traded, I guess. I guess we'll see in March, but I have a hard time thinking that everything will be kumbaya then. It probably depends what happens in January, right?
Mm-hmm.
They win a Super Bowl and everybody's celebrating. I don't know. I would have a hard time thinking he'd want to leave that. If he falls short and can blame somebody else for that NFC Championship loss, and you know it's kind of what it was last year, then yeah, I would still think he's gone.
Ty, one more question with those sources before we get to a fun one here before we let you go. But I do have to ask, too, with the whole COVID situation that Aaron Rodgers had, did you get any feel from anybody in the locker room of how the team was kind of responding to that and thinking about their quarterback at that point?
You know, it's really weird. I think privately they knew, right? They saw him around the building with the mask, and it wasn't a shock to people there when, you know, publicly he's leading all of us to believe he is vaccinated with what he said and his press conferences and the way he kind of created separation between himself and those who choose not to get vaxxed. So I think that they just love him because he's really good at football. You know what I mean? Like, you love playing with Aaron Rodgers because he's going to make you a lot of money. You're going to win a lot of games. He makes everything better. I didn't get the sense that players were ticked off, at least the ones I've talked to, but I think the fact that, you know, I think vaxxed or unvaxxed, I don't think many people care. Do what you want to do. But I do think the fact that he lied about it and kind of doubled down through it and only kind of opened up like he did after we found out the truth, I think that maybe that did turn off some guys, but they're just not going to come out and tell you that either.
Right. Yeah, that totally makes sense. Ty, last question for you and asking the real pressing questions now. Turkey's a must for Thanksgiving, right? We did a poll and almost 600 votes. Less than 55% of people think turkey is a must for Thanksgiving. What do you do for Thanksgiving?
What? Are you serious?
Yeah. It just went final. 54.7% of people said that it is a must. So 45, whatever that is, 0.3 said that it's not a must for Thanksgiving.
I feel bad for those 45%. It just must, you know, hate America, hate Christmas, hate Thanksgiving. I don't get it. I don't get that 45%. You got to give in to these traditions. Turkey, mashed potatoes, stuff, all that. Football, even if it's terrible, Lions football, you got to live it up. I give in to every possible tradition and cliche this time of year. So, yeah, I'm sorry to those out there. They must not be happy people.
He is Ty Dunn. Catch all of his work and Bob McGinn's as well on the one-year anniversary of GoLongTD.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Ty Dunn as well. Ty, really appreciate a couple minutes here.
Thank you so much, fellas. Always here catching up.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you. Have a great rest of your day. He joined us, Ty Dunn, on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider is hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. More Wendy's Big Show next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Final segment of the third hour of the Wendy's Big Show. It's Dan Plucker, Leroy Butler hanging out with you. We only got a couple minutes here, so if you're on hold at 855-830-8648 on the Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, we'll get to you at the top of the hour. Just hang tight for us.
Carrie, we'll
couple
get
more
to
minutes.
You.
Carrie, we see you. A couple other callers calling in right now. We'll get to you at the top of the hour, just not right now. This segment is brought to you by Wendy's, and when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. They play the Pistons tonight. It should be a
get
win.
Get them, Bucks.
And tomorrow on Thanksgiving, if they're open, get a free small Frosty at Wendy's. No purchase necessary. This offer is only good for 24 hours after the win. So act fast. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. And also, I wanted to say one more thing here before we do hit a quick break. And it's about our 15th annual toy drive from our flagship station, 1250 yep. AM The Fan, yep. That is going on right now. You can go to 1250amthefan.com. It's courtesy of Blaine's Farm and Fleet. If you go to 1250amthefan.com and click on the toy drive link, you can donate there today. It's toys and money all going to Children's Hospital of Wisconsin. And it's the Fan's 15th annual toy drive presented by Annex Wealth Management through December 3rd. So a week from tomorrow is the last day. So if you're thinking about it, if you've been thinking about donating some toys over the last couple days, you've been hearing about it today. Go do it today because time is running out and we need your donations to help some kids that are in some unfortunate situations in the holiday season this year. And I have had a brother that's had to go through children's hospitals before, not here in Wisconsin, but elsewhere. And just a small gift can put a huge smile on somebody's face and really help somebody that's having a really rough time in one of what's supposed to be the best time of the year, you know? So please, please go to 1250amthefan.com and donate to the toy drive today. Lots whatever more to come can. Here, still on the Wendy's Big Show. Last hour of the show coming up next. Leroy Butler, Dan Plucker hanging out with you. Top five Thanksgiving dishes. We still want to hear them, and we'll get into some more Packer talk, break down this game and the Thanksgiving football games. Lots to come still here on the Wendy's Big Show. Dan Plucker, Leroy Butler hanging out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.